to this interactive church Wednesday midday testimony meeting, a Christian Science teleconference hosted by csdirectory.com. We're so happy that you have taken an hour out of your day to participate in this spiritual oasis. For those with a computer nearby, the website address of Interactive Church is csinteractivechurch.org. There you will find a turquoise box containing a link to the Order of Service webpage, where links to the text of hymns and other information is provided. During the meeting, we will mute everyone's phone. Muting your phone helps to eliminate background noises, enabling one to hear the service better. Later in the meeting, if you would like to share a testimony, simply press star 2 and your phone will be unmuted. The readings portion of this meeting is recorded so that people around the world may have a chance to listen to the readings at their convenience. Let us begin our service with hymn number 31. This hymn, entitled Love, was written by the discoverer and founder of Christian Science, Mary Baker Eddy. Brood o'er us with thy sheltering wing, neath which our spirits blend like brother birds that soar and sing and on the same branch bend. The arrow that doth wound the dove starts not from those who watch and love. If thou the bending reed wouldst break by thought or word unkind, pray that his spirit you partake, who loved and healed mankind. Seek holy thoughts and heavenly strain that make men one in love remain. Learn, too, that wisdom's rod is given for faith to kiss and know. That greetings glorious from high heaven, whence joy's supernal flow, come from that love, divinely near, which chastens pride and earth-born fear through God, who gave that word of might which swelled creation's lay. Let there be light, and there was light. What chased the clouds away? Was love, whose finger traced aloud a bow of promise on the cloud. Thou to whose power our hope we give, free us from human strife. And by thy love divine we live, for love alone is life. And life most sweet is heart to heart. Speak kindly when we meet and part. Number 31. Welcome to Interactive Church. The topic of the readings for this meeting is All-Inclusive Love. I shall be reading selected passages from the King James Bible and from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Bible, Matthew. Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye, and men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not kill. And whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her, hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. Ye have heard that it hath been said, An eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, that whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. Luke, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you. Bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. As ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the Highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not that ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet, with all it shall be measured to you again. Matthew. Now when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment, and poured it on his head as he sat at meat. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, "To what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor." When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, "Why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. For ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always. For in that she hath poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this, that this woman hath done, be told for a memorial of her." Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priests, and said unto them, "What will ye give me, and I will deliver him unto you?" Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and said unto the disciples, "Sit ye here, while I go and pray yonder." And he cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and said unto Peter, "What, could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And while he yet spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude, with swords and staves, from the chief priests and elders of the people. And he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, "Whosoever I shall kiss, same is he. Hold him fast." And forthwith he came to Jesus and said, "Hail, Master," and kissed him. Luke. When they which were about him saw what was follow, they said unto him, "Lord, shall we smite with the sword?" And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. And Jesus answered and said, "Suffer ye thus far." And he touched his ear and healed him. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him. Then said Jesus, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." Having said thus, he gave up the ghost. Behold, there was a man named Joseph, a counselor, and he was a good man and a just. This man went unto Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. And he took it down and wrapped it in linen and laid it in a sepulcher. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulcher, and they found the stone rolled away from the sepulcher. And two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, "Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen." And Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, "Peace be unto you." And they worshipped him, and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. James. The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with the oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death. 2 Corinthians. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace shall be with you. Greet one another with an holy kiss. I shall now read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. God is love. More than this we cannot ask. Higher we cannot look. Farther we cannot go. Divine love corrects and governs man. Love enriches the nature, enlarging, purifying, and elevating it. The wintry blasts of earth may uproot the flowers of affection and scatter them to the winds, but this severance of fleshly ties serves to unite thought more closely to God. For love supports the struggling heart until it ceases to sigh over the world and begins to unfold its wings for heaven. Human affection is not poured forth vainly, even though it meet no return. When the human element in him struggled with the divine, our great teacher said, "Not my will, but thine be done." That is, let not the flesh, but the spirit be represented in me. This is the new understanding of spiritual love. It gives all for Christ or truth. It blesses its enemies, heals the sick, casts out error, raises the dead from trespasses and sins, and preaches the gospel to the poor, meek in heart. Christians, are you drinking his cup? Psalm 23, divine love is my shepherd, I shall not want. Love maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Love leadeth me beside the still waters. Love restoreth my soul, spiritual sense. Love leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for love is with me. Love's rod and love's staff, they comfort me. Love prepareth a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Love anointeth my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of consciousness of love forever. Judas had the world's weapon. Jesus had not one of them and chose not the world's means of defense. The great demonstrator of truth and love was silent before envy and hate. Peter would have smitten the enemies of his master, but Jesus forbade him, thus rebuking resentment or animal courage. He said, "Put up thy sword." Had life, truth, and love forsaken him in his highest demonstration? No. Jesus could have withdrawn himself from his enemies. He had power to lay down a human sense of life for his spiritual identity in the likeness of the divine. But he allowed men to attempt the destruction of the mortal body in order that he might furnish the proof of immortal life. Nothing could kill this life of man. Jesus could give his temporal life into his enemy's hands. But when his earth mission was accomplished, his spiritual life, indestructible and eternal, was found forever the same. His consummate example was for the salvation of us all. But only through doing the works which he did and taught others to do. He was inspired by God, by truth and love, in all that he said and did. If we have triumphed sufficiently over the errors of material sense to allow soul to hold the control, we shall loathe sin and rebuke it under every mask. Only in this way can we bless our enemies, though they may not so construe our words. Did the careless doctor, the nurse, the cook, and the brusque business visitor sympathetically know the thorns they plant in the pillow of the sick and the heavenly homesick, looking away from earth? Oh, did they know! This knowledge would do much more towards healing the sick and preparing their helpers for the midnight call and all cries of, "Lord, Lord!" If the scientist reaches his patient through divine love, the healing work will be accomplished at one visit, and the disease will vanish into its native nothingness like dew before the morning sunshine. If the scientist has enough Christly affection to win his own pardon, and such commendation as the Magdalene gained from Jesus, then he is Christian enough to practice scientifically and deal with his patients compassionately, and the results will correspond with the spiritual intent. His 3 days' work in the sepulcher set the seal of eternity on time. He proved life to be deathless, and love to be the master of hate. What a contrast between our Lord's Last Supper and his last spiritual breakfast with his disciples in the bright morning hours at the joyful meeting on the shore of the Galilean Sea. This spiritual meeting with our Lord in the dawn of a new light is the morning meal which Christian scientists commemorate. They bow before Christ, truth, to receive more of his reappearing, and silently to commune with the divine principle, love. Our church is built on the divine principle, love. We can unite with this church only as we are newborn of spirit, as we reach the life which is truth, and the truth which is life, by bringing forth the fruits of love, casting out error, and healing the sick. To reveal this truth was our Master's mission to all mankind, including the hearts which rejected him. To ascertain our progress, we must learn where our affections are placed and whom we acknowledge and obey as God. If divine love is becoming nearer, dearer, and more real to us, matter is then submitting to spirit. The objects we pursue and the spirit we manifest reveal our standpoint and show what we are winning. God is what the scriptures declare him to be, life, truth, love. He is all-inclusive and is reflected by all that is real and eternal and by nothing else. Whatever inspires with wisdom, truth, or love, be it song, sermon, or science, blesses the human family with crumbs of comfort from Christ's table, feeding the hungry, and giving living waters to the thirsty. Louder song, sweeter than has ever before reached high heaven, now rises clearer and nearer to the great heart of Christ. For the accuser is not there, and love sends forth her primal and everlasting strain. This concludes the readings.